back to the Rational Revolution. Dan Schaefer, what a guy. You know, he's been through so much, you know, in terms of Wisconsin political history. He's seen so much. He's covered so much. We could talk for hours about that. But, you know, we just touched it at the end of that that last segment. If you did want to hear our coverage and our thoughts of Tony Evers' final State of the State address, we are going to talk about it. So tune in to your local civic media station before and after the Tony Evers' last State of the State address, and you'll hear me, you'll hear Dan, and we're gonna talk about it. Hear our thoughts and what Wisconsin's going to be here in these next couple of years. So again, yeah, thank you so much to Dan Schaefer. I talked a little bit about this, but I got to hit it. I got to talk about this. It's what everyone's talking about, the most controversial, the most polarizing halftime show since Janet Jackson showed everyone in America. You know what happened in that one during the Super Bowl halftime show. It was Bad Bunny and, his performance during the Super Bowl halftime show. By the way, said God Bless America more than Kid Rock did. So, that's awesome. Good for him. But I thought that it was incredibly entertaining. It was really, really cool. There were people on that I saw on my Facebook because, I mean, I'm friends with a lot of people on both sides and who said they didn't like it and couldn't understand it or whatever. And I kind of wanted to unpack that a little bit because, there are times where in art or in music and whatever, people will say, I didn't like it because I couldn't understand it. And I want to be very clear that, if we're framing our argument or our counterpoint or whatever, it's okay to say you didn't like something because you couldn't understand it, right? Like, I get that. There's a rock band. I love music. And there's a rock band called Rammstein. And they play some really cool music. But they sing in German. And even though I took, some classes in German in high school, I still couldn't really understand what they were saying. And so, like, I can appreciate the music. I can listen to it. But then after a while, it's like, okay, that's enough of that. And it's not racist to say that. It's not racist to say, well, I just couldn't understand it. It wasn't for me. That's fine. I couldn't understand what Bad Bunny was saying. But what was cool about what he did was the music itself was incredibly catchy and you could, dance along to it. My daughter was just going nuts and she loved it. We all loved it. But also the symbolism that he had in that performance made it so you really didn't have to understand what he was saying. From things like, the sugarcane fields and performers dressed up as rural farmers wearing the traditional hats carried such deep cultural weight. Ricky Martin didn't perform one of his own smash hits. He sang a song that framed Hawaii as kind of a cautionary tale to Puerto Rico about over tourism and gentrification, like bringing rich people into poor areas. It was fascinating. The electrical poles that were sparking, very stark representation of like the fragile power grid that Puerto Rico has from Hurricane Maria, which is hilarious because then like Laura Loomer was watching that show and not watching the Turning Point USA, and she was like, he really could have used this moment as a time to highlight the power grid that Puerto Rico is having issues with. And it's like, yo, girl, that is the thing that he was doing, right? And so that it was amazing and it was so good. But then, to see people explain their dislike of the performance as like, it's talentless, it's boring, and saying something like how his music was crude or offensive, and like completely ignoring the crude and offensive language that Kid Rock had, saying, oh, you can't understand it, but then you can understand it enough to say how offensive it was. Weird. It's just kind of strange. It's wild. And it's even more wild when I did watch a little bit of the Turning Point show. It was after the fact, and I Lee Brice was singing, and it kind of summed up the show in a song that he sang, where the lyrics were, "I just want to cut my grass, feed my dogs, wear my boots, not turn on the TV, and watch the evening news, and be told that if I tell my daughter that little boys aren't little girls, I'd be up a creek in hot water in this cancel your boot world. It ain't easy being country in this country nowadays." What stirring lyrics, you know? And it's like, that's it. You know, that just encapsulates what that was. It encapsulates the idea that, you know, you're so offended by someone who doesn't speak your own language that you have to create your own halftime show and then create your own bubble about it, saying, oh, this isn't a political thing. And then you have a guy who's singing about, I just want to hold my bigoted opinions and not have anyone hold me accountable to it. Ooh, it's so hard to be country in this country. Just say the thing, you know? And that's what's so pathetic about it, is like, it's lies wrapped in lies, wrapped in, you know, some stupid, I don't even know what it is. But what it's not is, it's not patriotic. And I thought that Bad Bunny and his performance was way more patriotic than anything that Turning Point USA put on that day. And I'm proud of what they did. And that is what made me proud of this country. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Rational Revolution. Stick around next week. We got a heck of a guest for you as well. But as always, visit civicmedia.us for this episode, all the other episodes, and tune in every week like I love that you do. I'm Mark Becker for the Rational Revolution and the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you next week. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever. Freedom, freedom.